Good day. Welcome to the iAccess Alpha Buyside Best Ideas Winter Conference 2024. The next presenting company is Banzai International Incorporated. If you would like to ask a question during the webcast, you may do so at any point during the presentation by clicking on the Ask Question button on the left side of your screen. Type your question into the box and hit the Send button to submit. I'd now like to turn the floor over to today's host, Joseph Davy, CEO of Banzai International. The floor is yours.
Hi, thank you. Appreciate everyone taking the time to join today. Looking forward to telling you a little bit about Banzai. Before we get into it, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm the CEO of Banzai. I am based in the Pacific Northwest. I live near Seattle, Washington. Prior to starting Banzai, I was general manager, helped build a business called Avalara that some folks may be familiar with. We went public in 2018. Were acquired a few years ago, about 2 years ago, by Vista Equity Partners for $8.4 billion. We followed a very similar model at Avalara that we're following here. And so I can tell you a little bit about what we're doing here today, why I think it's an interesting moment for the company, and then I'll look forward to taking your questions at the end. So without further ado, I will dive in. So there's just some disclaimers here. I will use forward-looking statements today, things like that. I'll just say, for those of you who aren't speed readers, this is available on our website at ir.banzai.io. So please go take a look at it there. If you have any questions about it, feel free to reach out to me. Okay, so what is Banzai? The high-level idea behind Banzai is that really any job that can be done behind a keyboard and mouse will be radically transformed by AI over the next 5 years. I think probably most people are familiar with AI tools like, you know, ChatGPT, things like that. Those are really platforms. They're not applications. And so, what we think is that, there are going to be applications built and where a lot of the growth in SaaS is going to come from over the next few years, it's going to be applications that are built that leverage some of these new AI capabilities in interesting and powerful ways, basically to make people's lives easier and help them get their job done faster. And so in our case, we're really focused on the marketing industry. Marketing is done almost entirely behind a keyboard and mouse. And Banzai as a company is basically building AI-enabled solutions that all integrate with each other and ultimately make it, 10 times faster, 10 times easier for marketers to do their job. This is especially relevant right now because of the trends that are going on in the marketing technology world. Marketing technology is a fast-growing industry. Companies are looking to gain more efficiency. They're looking to do more in terms of, driving more leads, doing more engagement, but they don't want to have to hire more people to accomplish that. And so for a lot of companies, they're starting to lean on, more and more powerful tools in marketing technology. As a result, marketing technology is growing at about 19% a year, and we see this growing into, a trillion-dollar-plus industry over the next 10 years. The dynamic of this space that's particularly relevant for us is we're focused on both building and buying products in this space. And so the average marketer uses 120 different tools. The biggest complaint that marketers have about their products that they use is that they don't integrate well with each other. And so, our approach is very focused on creating a platform of different solutions, a suite of integrated products that make it easy. Marketers can know right out of the box that our brand promise is that our tools are all going to work together, make their lives, again, 10 times faster, 10 times easier. Here's a picture of what our platform looks like today. We call this the four horsemen of the apocalypse for marketing. But one of the things that you know that is true and great about marketing is that you know the needs and desires of marketers just don't change that much. We're not shooting at a moving target here. Marketers have the same goals, you know, year in and year out. And I know if I call any of my customers in 10 years from now and I say, do you want to, you know, attract more leads or less leads? Well, they want to attract more leads. Do you want more engagement, less engagement? Well, they want more engagement. Do you want to make it easier to, you know, integrate all your tools so your operations work smoothly? Yeah, of course. Do you want to, you know, have, you know, better business decision making through, you know, better understanding what's working, what's not working? Of course. Marketers' goals overall, you know, do not fluctuate much. That means that we can really be focused on this as a long-term vision for the company. Our goal is really to fill out this pie. We want to go own key solutions in each of these categories. Basically, we want to, you know, be able to, as we add additional products and as we, you know, maybe we're doing acquisitions, we're adding customer bases along with those. We then have, you know, an expanded customer base, an expanded product lineup, and we drive growth through what we call, you know, the more beers and bigger bottles approach. We want to get, you know, new customers on, new logos on a single product. And then over time, we want to upsell them onto additional products. Upsell them from, you know, maybe they're coming in just on Demio, which is our webinar product. We then want to upsell them onto Reach or upsell them onto OpenReel. We'll talk a little bit about the products quickly. Reach is a new product that we launched in Q2. This is an AI demand gen platform. We had a legacy product in the same space, so we understand this market really well. We've driven over 70,000 customer leads through this product. But basically, the idea here is marketers want a shortcut to driving pipeline. They want to be able to say, here's who I'm trying to target. Here's what I want them to do. You know, join my event, attend my webinar, watch my video, download my content, join my email list. Reach goes out, finds those the right individuals to target, leveraging a database that we have of 370 million professionals, professionals and people. This works for B2C companies as well. Doing that helps them deliver a targeted message that's crafted by AI based on what we know works to drive conversions. Ultimately, you know, handles following up with the user, the recipient. You know, if somebody says, yes, I'm interested in attending this event, it handles all that back and forth. And the marketer ultimately just sees the end result, which is more registrations for their event, more views for their video, more subscribers for their newsletter. And so this is a super powerful product. We've got customers like Cisco using this. The Economist is using this. CrowdStrike is using this. And we're excited to have more success with this over the coming, you know, year, and especially 2025. Demio is kind of one of our core revenue generating products today. This is an AI powered webinar platform. We've added, you know, over, I think even more than this number. I think this number is a little bit out of date. We've added over 1,500 customers on this product this year alone. In Q3, we had 3,900 customers using this. And in summary, you know, Forbes named Demio the number one webinar platform for marketers. Why is that? You know, one, we easily integrate with the tools that they're using, like HubSpot, Salesforce, you know, their CRMs, their marketing automation tools. And in fact, you know, HubSpot is a customer of this. ActiveCampaign, which is a large marketing automation platform, is also a customer of this. So we have a lot of those companies in the customer base. This allows marketers to get insights around where their attendees are coming from, who's registering, what they're interested in. And we've also launched a new feature called AI Moderator that allows our customers to train an AI about their business, their organization, and drop it into on-demand content. So rather than having a sales rep that has to do their follow-up, they can have an AI that can chat with users that come watch their content, answer questions, and can tell their sales team which ones they need to follow up on. So it's super powerful, and we're getting a lot of users adopting that. Our focus for that product over the next few months is continuing to improve our room experience to support larger customers. I mean, you could basically say our strategy here is going after bigger and bigger logos. So we're supporting up to 5,000 attendees now. We're working on supporting up to 10,000. We've just launched an enhanced integration with Salesforce and with HubSpot this year, and we're expanding our partnerships with both of them. We have a really cool product that launched about a month ago called Curate. This is an AI newsletter that writes itself and grows itself. The way this works is our customers can come in and configure information around the type of news or type of content that their customers are interested in. And if you're a brand that's trying to grow your thought leadership, grow your brand impression within your target audience, you know, newsletters are a fantastic way to do it. You can get into their inbox every day, every week, but it's really hard and cumbersome to produce. You got to go create content. You got to go, host it somewhere. You got to go build emails and send them and grow your list. Curate does all that for you. It finds relevant, news, things happening in your industry. It writes articles for you. It publishes them to a blog that's branded and customized however you want. And then it sends a weekly, monthly newsletter where you tell it the type of news that you want included in that, how often you want it to send, when you want it to send, and it manages all that for you. The last thing it does, which is really cool, it integrates with our Reach product to leverage that 370 million plus target audience to actually go out and find people that it thinks are relevant subscribers for this and invite them to subscribe. So every day this is going to be adding new subscribers to your newsletter, which is really extremely powerful for marketers. You could think of this as, rather than spending $100,000 to $200,000 a year to build a newsletter and market it, you can set this up. Price starts at $10,000 a year. You can set it up, get it running, and this will nurture your leads, bring in new top-of-funnel leads for you, and basically drive that brand recognition and authority for you. And you can configure this in under an hour and maybe never have to log in again. It's that powerful. Today we have, as I said, thousands of customers that use Banzai solutions, and they range in size from small businesses to the Fortune 500, but they're really all across the board. Obviously, we have a number of great tech companies as logos. We're in that industry, and we have a lot of great relationships there that we've, been able to leverage. But we have customers in every industry, really, from, financial services like New York Life, manufacturing like Fujifilm, consumer financial like Loan Depot, healthcare like Charlie Health and Berkshire Health Systems, telecom like Ring Central. We have over 250 healthcare customers, in the medical devices and pharmaceutical industry like Thermo Fisher Scientific. We even have media customers like The Economist. I was really excited when we signed The Economist because I read The Economist, so that was a great one for me. So the question is, how do we build this into a billion-dollar company in the next couple of years? And I think the answer is really simple. Today there are over 14,000 marketing technology companies, many of which are subscale and really need to find a home. I've worked with VCs, worked in the VC industry. I've been in part of that industry for 15 years. I know how VCs think. And where we're at in the market is that there are a lot of VCs that are looking to offload very attractive assets at very attractive prices right now. And we've got great relationships with them. We have relationships with probably, every major VC fund in the U.S. And our vision here, what we're doing, is basically be able to go out, buy companies between 1 to 3x revenue multiple, and we think over time, companies that are at scale in our space realize an 8 to 12 times revenue multiple. So I think there's a huge multiple expansion arbitrage opportunity here over time. And as we do more and more of these acquisitions, we will scale up. And I think we'll just create a ton of customer value and a ton of shareholder value by doing that. Well, customer value will be able to take these new solutions and immediately start offering them to our existing customer base, integrate the products, AI enable them, drive growth through cross-sales. And from a shareholder standpoint, every time we do this, we'll see accelerated growth through that cross-sale, and we'll start to see multiple expansion, and we'll start to see market value growth. Today, the business is valued at two to three times earning, or two to three times revenue, I should say. And there's no reason that roughly two times revenue, I should say. There's no reason that this couldn't be valued at five to six times revenue a year from now. So that's a big part of our strategy that we're very focused on. At Avalara, we did the same thing. My prior company, we did the same thing. We execute on this to grow the business up to over $250 million in revenue while I was there. And I led the M&A integration strategy and execution because I was operationally leading those businesses. So we've got a lot of scar tissue from this, and our team is very familiar with this, including our VP of sales who worked with me at that prior company as well. So we've got a good playbook for how to do this, I think. As evidence of that, we actually just announced an acquisition this morning of a company called OpenReel. This is super exciting. This is an enterprise video creation platform. This is kind of the newest product in our lineup, you could say. First of all, this will grow our TTM revenue by 152%, which is fantastic. Second of all, this will give us a just broader enterprise customer base. They have over 400 customers: Bristol Myers Squibb, Ingram Micro, U.S. Steel. Across a wide range of different things. Many more than that are also very exciting. Some of which are even the largest companies in the world. Can't name them here, but we're super excited about this. And this is a perfect example of finding products that solve a different problem for the same customer. This very tightly complements our Demio product, allowing us to take content from Demio, recorded webinars, and push them into OpenReel for editing and creating polished production-ready assets, video assets. Being able to take polished production-ready assets out of OpenReel and push them into Demio to turn them into on-demand content that's more engaging and can drive more leads. So this is very, very synergistic. This does mean that we will exceed our revenue guidance for the year. We had guided up to $10 million. This puts us at $10.9 million. So we're very, very pleased with that. And we plan to do more deals like that, I should say. We're in the middle of, about 2 months ago, announced the transformational balance sheet cleanup. So we basically had a lot of liabilities on our balance sheet. We kind of went through and fully restructured those. We have no short-term debt maturity. All of our debt is, we have a small amount of debt that's maturing in 2027 now. That we expect will be, paid off long ahead of that. We basically were able to take about $29 million worth of liabilities and get them off our books. Why is that important? First of all, it means the pain of this has already happened from a shareholder standpoint. So people coming in now will be coming in, at a reset floor where we think that we've established, all the dilution that's going to occur has occurred related to this. Second of all, I think this is a big cost saving for us. It eliminates, $2 million just about of annual cash flow expenses. And so we're very, very excited about this. And I think this is a major value creator for the company. In Q3, we had really great financial performance. Obviously, if you look at our total net income line, this reflects a lot of the balance sheet cleanup that we did. But if you just look at this on an operating basis, it was about negative $1.5 million. I'll say we've trimmed that even very substantially. And we're marching quickly towards profitability. We ended September with $4.3 million, but I would say our EBITDA and net income have both improved dramatically. And we've said that we expect this to be improved by a total of $14.5 million by the end of Q1, and we're on track to deliver on that. So the company is doing well financially, and I think adding more revenue to the top line, adding more profitability to the bottom line with these acquisitions like we announced today will accelerate this, and it's super, super exciting for me. Finally, just talk about our team. One great thing about our team here is that every member of this team has been part of a billion-dollar company. As I said previously, I helped build what's today one of the 25 largest SaaS companies in the world. Alvin Yip was the controller at 24/7AI and was very successful there. Simon Baumer helped build Verivox, which is one of the largest e-commerce companies in Europe and was instrumental there to their M&A strategy, where they did seven or eight of these similar type of acquisitions. Ray Marowitz ran demand gen at Neat, which is a very successful document management company. And Sergey Delokhonov, who runs sales for us, previously worked with me, and we've worked together for about the last probably 14 years. So we've got a long history working together and successfully executing on strategies exactly like this. So I'll say, and again, these consolidated results do not include the acquisition we announced today. So we expect this to be substantially stepped up going into the end of 2024. But I'd say our stock price has been largely affected by dilution that occurred coming out of this thing as a SPAC. We, again, feel that we've cleaned things up. We feel that we've established a solid floor here, and we're ready to see this keep growing over the next couple of quarters. So very excited about that. Finally, we have an analyst price target right now at $30 a share. We actually think that's a pretty reasonable price target if you look at the way that companies with this kind of growth potential and the very tight shareholder share base that we have are valued. So we believe that we can deliver on that, and we're very focused on trying to deliver that value. So again, this is a great opportunity. If we can actually attain that, that'd be a 15x multiple, I think, to where we're trading at today. So it's a huge opportunity for long shareholders here. So in summary, we've made, again, $12 million net income improvement through Q1 2025. We have substantial cash runway at the end of Q3. We have strong sales and marketing execution, a team that's worked together for a long time, a team that's been there, done that, and delivered on this kind of strategy before in a very major way. And we have a substantially cleaned-up balance sheet now. So I think we're really poised to deliver value for shareholders. And that's it. So I'm happy to take any questions that you have, and I'll click over here to the Q&A slide. Okay. So first of all, I'll address this question. The company added 351 new customers in Q3. What strategy has been most effective in driving this growth? How do you plan to maintain this momentum? It's a great question. The way that we do this is customers use our products on the receiving end. In other words, they attend a webinar that one of our customers hosts on our platform. They see how great the experience is, and they want to learn more about the product, and they come in organically, start a trial, and buy. So, 95% of our customers come to us just through self-service on our website without going through our sales team. So we have a very, very capital-efficient way of acquiring customers. We've also started to get more effective at just other channels, and we've started to see great ROAS on those channels. And so we probably will continue to invest more in that and explore some alternatives to that. Let's see. Next question. Congratulations on cleaning up the balance sheet. You're really well positioned for growth with all aspects financially straightened for those who want to invest now. Are you clearly undervalued in the marketplace and have a truly desirable platform or products to offer clients to solve their needs? Do you anticipate significant things to keep up with demand, significant hirings to keep up with demand? That's a great question. And I think, we believe actually we're very high scalability model. Again, 95% of our customers, buy through our website. We believe that, cross sales will be a big part of our future, which it's obviously much, much cheaper and easier to retain and upsell customers than it is to acquire new ones. So, no, I don't believe that we'll see significant hirings to keep up with demand. I believe a lot of our demand can be fulfilled with automated channels like selling on our website and things like that. So this question was, with Q3 2024 ARR increasing 31% to year-over-year $4.4 million, what steps are being taken to accelerate recurring revenue growth? I mean, two things. Well, really three things. One is just acquiring, again, more beers, bigger bottles, acquiring more top-of-funnel logos, and trying to find high-efficiency channels for doing that, which we have found some. We are investing more in those, and we're looking at expanding that. I would say two is just driving additional customer cross sales as we're adding new products to the lineup, going in and cross selling. When we launched a new Curate product, we did a webinar about a week ago to tell our existing customer base about that. We had over 200 people register for that webinar just out of our existing customer base. So, that's an incredible opportunity for us, and we're very focused on building up the processes and operations there. And finally, I think we can really accelerate recurring revenue growth through M&A. As we evidenced today, adding, about $6.5 million in TTM revenue through the end of Q3 via this acquisition that we just announced. I think we can pay really, really attractive multiples for these companies, especially relative to what we think we can be recognized at in the market over time. And I think there's a huge opportunity to see that continue to expand. So we're going to try to do more of those, and I think we can scale this thing up very quickly. We have a lot of great relationships that we can leverage there, and as I said, we've written this playbook before. Final question: congratulations on today's acquisition. Should we expect to see additional acquisitions in the next 6 months? Obviously it's very hard for me to comment as to timing, but I will say that we are very focused on this pipeline. We have a few deals that are in flight right now, and, the market seems to have valued this one that we did today, and hopefully the market, values future ones even more. So, hopefully that's the case. I believe that's all the questions. So, Mackenzie, I don't know if you want to wrap us up here, but thank you all so much for joining today. Thanks for the great questions. Hope that everybody decides to go out and buy some stock, and really appreciate it. If you have additional questions, you want to contact me directly, you can email me at joe@banzai.io, banzai.io.
Thank you for joining us for the presentation portion of the iAccess Alpha Buyside Best Ideas Winter Conference 2024. We hope to see you at our next virtual event, the iAccess Alpha Buyside Best Ideas Spring Conference on March 25th and 26th of 2025. Have a great evening.